An artist collective in our region wants to help more people think about their impact on the environment and do something about it. Aspen Public Radio's Kaya Williams reports for the Mountain West News Bureau on one collaboration.
If you Google the most famous artist, one of the first links that comes up is for a guy named Matty Moe. His work is designed to get attention online. He's best known for turning the Hollywood sign into one that said Hollyweed. But after years of viral projects that were all about internet culture, the artist based in New Mexico wants to get loud about things like climate change.
Resilience, sustainability, and self-sufficiency. Those are the topics that I think matter as we face future challenges.
So he reached out to Ajax Axe, who runs the artist collective Kairos Futura in Aspen, Colorado. She invited him to a Burnland program earlier this year that started with a long day of manual labor on Basalt Mountain in the scar of a 2018 wildfire. Axe says artists are good communicators. They can help people understand complex issues.
So my goal is to help the scientists who are doing really important work to get more funding to be able to expand these wildfire ecosystem restoration projects.
Funding isn't the only challenge, though. You also need manpower, which is really where the artists are helping today.
I'll teach you the fine art of digging a soil pit.
Ryan Sparhawk, a scientist from the Forest Service, is showing us what the soil looks like 5 years after the fire.
We've got burnt roots. There's no soil structure in this. The organic matter is all burnt off. Right, this is the result of a high soil burn severity fire.
And where there used to be a lot of different vegetation, now it's mostly plumeless thistle. The prickly invasive plant isn't great for wildlife habitat, cattle grazing, or biodiversity. The Forest Service could spray the land with herbicide, but today, since they have some help from Kairos Futura, the crew gets to try something different to see if they can restore the soil health with a mix of organisms like fungus and bacteria.
So reintroducing that biological life back into these soils should help to make a system that is conducive to our native plant growth.
Sparhawk says this kind of experimental project with the Forest Service couldn't happen without help from a group like Kairos Futura. Usually, though, the manpower comes from outdoor and environmental groups, not painters and sculptors.
Bringing an artist on was really unique and a fun experience for me to, you know, helps me think about our natural resources in a different way as well.
These are fun. Make like soil art.
Yes. Soil types. You can make paintings.
This is the whole point of Kairos Futura. So after that long, hard day in the woods, the Burn Lab program meets in a cozy cabin, and they brainstorm ways to get more people into the field. The artists come up with ideas like a climate camp, where people would actually pay to have this experience with catering, maybe a cool DJ.
We have a whole Burning Man culture here that we can tap into, right? Like, we have a culture of this idea of radical self-reliance, of people getting teams together, of organizing and going out and being in tough conditions. So how can we not hack that for the entire Western United States to be actually mobilizing these teams into the field?
Axe says even a small contribution to something like soil restoration can help people feel like they're part of a climate solution. Ryan Sparhawk from the Forest Service hopes that's the case, too. He says they're planning future collaborations with Kairos Futura, and while teaming up with artists may be unusual in his line of work, he's looking forward to more of it. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Kaya Williams in Aspen.
This story was produced with assistance from the Public Media Journalists Association Editor Corps. It's supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. Because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.